make your batter too thick, and you drop it in hot grease, and it spread out kind of and fry and make a fritter.
Like a pancake.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Be a little thicker than a pancake, be about that thick and crispy, right when you're frying it.
Uh huh. Just put more grease in there.
Yeah,
like.
If you have plenty of grease, you take your skillet and have it float on through it.
Oh, okay.
Don't have any grease.
I never had them like that.
You gotta try it.
I said I don't have all kind of ideas once I get through with this. People telling me about lots of good things. How about some kind of like donuts? People make their own of those?
We never did make donuts.
What if you were going to eat something that wasn't really meal time, but just in the afternoon, you'd say you're going to have
a snack.
Mm-hmm. What kind of thing would you,
Well, maybe it might be a sandwich of some kind, either pork crackers you bought, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or some kind of a drink with it.
Okay. How about coffee? How would you make it?
Well, I hate to tell you how I make it now. We use the instant kind. You should make it in a pot and percolate it.
Okay. Do people grow peanuts here?
Oh.
They have any different names for those?
Well, most of them speak of them as peanuts. A long time ago, some people call them ground peas.
Ground peas?
Ground peas.
Huh. Okay. You ever heard them called penders?
Yeah, penders.
They say that around here?
You don't hear much of that now. You used to hear it once in a while.
Uh-huh.
You don't hear that now.
Okay. And how about when you'd kill the hogs? What kind of parts would you use off of there?
What kind of parts would you use off of?
Uh-huh.
Well, it didn't lose anything but the hair and the squeal. You take the heads and you make souse meat out of it. And you take the liver and some of the rest of it and you make a liver pudding out of it. And you take the intestines and make chitlins out of it. And then you cure your hams and shoulders, or maybe cut the shoulders up and make sausages out of it. All the trimmings that go in the sausage. You cure your middlings for seasonings cooked with in the summer.
Like okay.
Fried bacon and middlings all go in that.
That's for the bacon and the kind of
right.
Meat to season things.
Middlings usually be big and thick and you save that to boil cook your vegetables with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a heart, leave the hard part on the outside of it.
Sometimes it wouldn't any. You could peel, skin it off if you wanted to, but.
Yeah. What do they call that?
The skin.
Uh huh. Did you eat all the liver, lungs, and all that kind of stuff? Boil it up?
Yeah, we eat the liver and the intestines. We made chitlin. That's what I call chitlin, mostly.
Okay, After they're prepared, you call them the chitlins.